This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The retail lesson of this Wednesday is, oh, what a difference a quarter makes. Target said today it expects sales for the current quarter, which includes this month and the holiday season, to miss the mark. Sales growth will be less than half of what the company expected. Pretty big letdown for a shop that had been stringing together a bunch of good quarters. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Target had been on a bit of a winning streak as it focused on boosting internet sales and remodeling stores. Charlie O'Shea with Moody's Analytics says the latest quarter is likely just a hiccup.
It's perfectly logical. It's explainable.
He says all those areas where Target has been doing well held up during the holiday: clothing, beauty supplies, private labels. But sales dropped in electronics, where Target doesn't offer the deep discounts of some of its competitors.
They don't get into the sell a dollar for 99 cents game.
Even though Target has invested a lot in online sales, Doug Stevens with Retail Profit says it hasn't fully cracked the Amazon code.
It actually comes down to pretty simple math. The big winner in the holiday season this year was online.
Target also didn't sell as many toys as it expected. Retail consultant Bert Flickinger notes there weren't many big kids' movies in the months before the holiday, with the exception of Frozen 2.
So that suppressed sales of licensed products, both toys and apparel.
That's different from a year earlier when Target got a big boost in toy sales after the demise of Toys R Us. Flickinger says good results make people expect more good results.
Target's definitely a victim of its own success.
As to whether Target's disappointing quarter is indicative of a broader trend for the holiday season, we might get a clue when Walmart reports its earnings next month. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.